Yes, my name is Carl Dalrymple. I've lived here all my life for 79 years. And I was born and brought up here in Sackville. I was among the first students to go to school, which is now the library in Sackville, and that was in 1948, I believe. And so we went there. Prior to that, I went to a little one-room, two-room school. I was over in the we used to call it the school lane. Now it's Fager's Bottle Exchange is there now. But we used to walk there. We lived down by the Gate of Heaven Cemetery. And that's where I used to walk to school all the time, which was roughly 3 miles, I guess, 3.5 every day. And from there, we used to skate what we called the quarry. Now, the quarry was a body of water next to Riverside Drive. It's a little while. We thought, as kids, we thought it was quite a large place to skate. And so we went there and I worked and then I graduated from school and I went to join the RCMP and way back in 1955. And I decided after writing my exams and everything that I didn't want to go in after all. But however, maybe I'm sorry I didn't. But however, that's water under the bridge. Then from there, I went to work for the provincial government and stayed there for 41 years and worked all this time in the. But Sackville, you know, it's a growing community. When I went to school, this little school I mentioned beforehand, it was about 350 people lived in Sackville. And now it's hard for young people to believe that. My sons, I don't think believes me yet to this day, and daughter. But that was the case with Sackville. And then in the 60s, it became what they called a housing project, and they started building houses all up all different parts of Sackville. When you're coming up through Sackville Drive, it's just a small part of Sackville that you see, because it's very developed in all different subdivisions but it grows and it keeps growing. What else can I tell you about Sackville? Sackville, the drive-in theater opened. I'm not sure if it was in the early 50s. It might have been 56 or something like that. And that was quite popular when that opened here. And was, as I understand, it was one of the largest drive-in theaters this side of Montreal. So then in 55, I do know that the Sackville Downs opened up. It was a great big racetrack there. And they used to come from all over the place to race horses and whatnot. And yes, just to carry on here. As Sackville, as I know, was basically a farming district. You know, they raised animals and whatnot and had farms, cut hay and everything. It's hard to believe now, looking at Sackville the way it is, that actually took place. But it was always Sackville. Like I said, I was born and brought up here in Sackville. And it was the people, it's a good grade of people, if you want to use that term, that lived here, you know, and they everyone tried to make a living best they could, and then they you know, just went on, and people like there's different generations. The first generation, even before me, I was born in 1938, and I know people that was born, of course, before that, you know, and they'd have different stories. And the main, what they call Sackville Drive now, was always paved, as far as I can remember, you know. And then, of course, the Sackville Drive leads right into the Annapolis Valley, into the Windsor. And so, I don't know what else more I can tell you. It's a lot of the people, of course, came and went, they passed on, and it's still a good community. I personally live in Middle Sackville, which we'd be my wife and I. we had four children, and three of them lives in Calgary. They make their home in Calgary. My daughter and two oldest sons, and we have a son here in Calgary, or in Sackville, still living here. That's about all, unless we can think of something else. Yeah, back again. They had an airplane, a Hudson bomber, actually, what it was, the Second World War. Now, Earl Schultz and his wife Stella ran a canteen from this bomber canteen, as it was known. She made hamburgers and chicken burgers and all the good stuff. And I must add, she was very good at it. She has now passed on. But Bob Schultz, her son, and I used to play music in this bomber canteen. Any of these people that's my age or more would probably remember that. But they had this great big loudspeaker. And we used to play our guitars and stuff. And I still play music. As a matter of fact, I still play in the Acadia Hall, which is right next door to this, my school here, or library now. I play the jamborees here. And they'll be starting up again in September, early September. You'd think I'd have enough sense to quit, but I guess it's in my blood. I guess I've been doing since I was 8 or 9 years old, playing music. I played from here to Nashville, Tennessee, and back in different places, and enjoyed it, and had an offer to go to play with the RCMP, as a matter of fact, and getting back to that, and I decided I wouldn't do that. Our oldest son was born. I thought their father should be home, taking care and responsibility, but we enjoyed it and still enjoying it. Now that's about it for now. I hope I've given some kind of information that might be helpful to these people that's trying to put this whole thing together. Thank you very much.